AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden takes aim at the money being made by the major oil companies.
$100 billion in profits in less than 200 days.
And President Biden says,
not just a fair return on for hard work. Every company's entitled to that.
But this,
I think, is outrageous.
With higher gasoline prices fueling inflation, Biden says that profit is not the result of innovation, but
a windfall of war. The windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine and hurting tens of millions of people around the globe.
He says oil companies need to increase production and refining capacity and lower prices at the pump. Otherwise,
they're going to pay a higher tax on their excess profits and face other restrictions.
Industry groups have condemned the prospect of a windfall tax. The American Petroleum Institute saying oil companies do not set prices. Global commodities markets do. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Federal charges are added to the long list of state charges against the attacker who broke into a San Francisco home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Court documents show David DePape was looking for her. Federal prosecutors say he told police if she lied to him, he was planning to break her kneecaps as an example to other members of Congress. Former girlfriend who is in prison told KGO-TV,
he came back in a really bad shape. He thought he was Jesus. He was constantly paranoid, just thinking that people are after him.
He faces state attempted murder charges for attacking Paul Pelosi and federal charges for the attempted kidnapping of Pelosi and retaliation against a government official. Police in Delphi, Indiana, have arrested a 50-year-old drugstore worker in the killing of two teenage girls, Liberty German and Abigail Williams, on a hiking trail 5 years ago. Libby German's grandmother, Becky Patty.
I don't feel like I thought I would. I've always said that I would be screaming on the rooftops, but we're not. It's sad.
This is AP News. A former Michigan police officer who killed a black motorist will stand trial for murder.
A Grand Rapids judge, Nicholas Ayub, after viewing video of the traffic stop taken by a passenger, says
probable cause has been presented.
Former officer Christopher Shore, who struggled with 26-year-old Patrick Leoya over control of a police taser, shot the refugee from Congo while Leoya was on the ground. The officer says it was self-defense. The jury will decide.
A reasonable juror could find a lack of necessity for deadly force strictly for the purpose of preventing escape.
A forensic video analyst testified Leoya failed to comply with 20 commands. Shore was fired in June after being charged with murder. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A check on police reform efforts since George Floyd's death finds a mixed bag. A few new laws were tweaked or rolled back amid police complaints. It was harder to enforce the law. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.